Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to the program. Good to have you with us, friends. I appreciate you being there every single day. Hope you had a good day at work, and I'm glad that you choose to hang out with me and Alan and everybody else on your drive home. We never, ever, ever take you for granted. Before we get into what we're going to talk about, I just cannot, and I'm sure anybody else who was on the set locally for the making of the movie Cabrini, the Buffalo part of the making of that movie, you know, you have a totally different feel now for a movie set than you did before you were an extra on the movie Cabrini. And I am just so horrified by what happened yesterday and Alec Baldwin killing a woman. I mean, politically, am I a fan of Alec Baldwin? Of course not. But what he is enduring right now, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. His life is never going to be the same. And obviously, the woman he accidentally killed is no longer with us. She leaves behind a kid and a husband. And the other guy is at least out of the hospital. But that is absolutely, you know, it is just a horrible, horrible tragedy beyond words. I have no idea how it happened. There will be a full investigation. Brandon Lee, The Crow, that was a subject of a big conspiracy theory. I don't know if you're aware of that, but that conspiracy theory was debunked. But that was another situation on set. There was also back in the 1980s this gorgeous man, and it was a show about fashion and models, and his name was John Eric Hexum. And I remember he was on Larry King one night on this radio station, and he was talking about this upcoming show, and next thing I know, turns out the guy died. And as I recall, he picked up a pistol that was loaded with a blank. I think it was .44 Magnum caliber. He put it by his head, and even though it was a blank, I believe it was the force of the concussion caused significant brain damage, which led to his death. Have to look it up online. John Eric Hexum, when he died. And, of course, way back when, the Twilight Zone movie, Vic Morrow and those two child actors who died when they did an ill-advised stunt involving a mortar going off and a helicopter. And, you know, unfortunately, tragedy has happened on Hollywood sets. But the look of pain on Alec Baldwin's face, the two pictures I've seen, that's as real as it gets. And he's been cooperating with the police. I don't know if there's anything that happened there that will rise to the level of criminality, but you better believe that there will be some major lawsuits filed in terms of wrongful death and personal injury suits over what happened yesterday. Many of you don't like the way Alec Baldwin did a Donald Trump impersonation on TV all those years. But, you know, seriously, I don't wish stuff like that on anybody. And just a just a horrible, horrible, horrible tragedy. And I am looking forward to knowing exactly what happened. I mean, there should never be a live round anywhere near a movie set. And it almost reminded me, I'd have to look this up to get the details, but you know, during a Civil War reenactment once, probably 20, 25 years ago, some idiot actually put a live round in the Civil War era musket and fired it, and that 1 ounce slug actually got somebody. I don't believe they died, but they used ballistics to track down who it was, and that was kind of a big deal for a while in the reenacting community. But anyway, just you know, I'm sorry, just a horrible, horrible story. I Alec Baldwin looked absolutely, he looked like a very desperate and crushed human being last night, and I can only imagine what he feels like. And, of course, what the dead lady's family must feel like. He was in touch with the dead woman's husband. I don't know what you say to somebody in a situation like that. It was clearly accidental, but accident or it doesn't bring the person back. So I'll tell you what we're going to do, guys. Next week, if it's okay with you, what I'd like to do next week is... I don't know if there's interest in this. I mean, I'm not Shane Brothers Shane, and I'm not Sandy Beach. And I mention those two guys because, and I'm not Lauren Fix. I mention those three people because they know automobiles. I mean, Shane Brothers Shane is no longer with us, but he knew cars inside and out. Sandy Beach is retired. He knows cars inside and out, as does Lauren Fix. But I have to tell you, when you see an old, immaculate car from the 30s or 40s or even the 60s or 70s go by you in traffic, do you not give the thumbs up? I do. I love seeing those working models of automotive history on our highways in Western New York. And even though I don't know what I'm looking at when I'm looking at an engine, I love taking a peek at the aesthetics at a car show. It's a very special community of people. I'm not a part of it, but a very special community of people who buy and maintain these old automobiles. And I suppose it's probably a situation where the more mechanically inclined you are, the more you can probably pull it off financially. Somebody like me, yeah, I could definitely afford the car, but I don't know that I could afford hiring somebody to do the maintenance all the time and machine the parts that are no longer available all the time. But those old cars had such a personality that today's cars are lacking for the most part. But I also want to do a show next week where we do talk about the booster, and I want to get like a doctor or two on to talk about that, if that would be of interest to you. But right now, I want to spend the rest of the show talking to truckers. I want to spend the rest of this program talking to truck drivers, because you men and women of the trucking industry, and I am not doing this to fawn over you. I'm not doing this to blow smoke up your butts or anything like that. But the fact of the matter is, if we ate it, it came on a truck. If we wear it, it came on a truck. If we drive it, it came on a truck. And so on and so forth. As suddenly this show sounds like The Irishman on Netflix. But if you, no, no matter what it is, it came on a truck. And our trucking industry, can you imagine if they started forcing vaccines down truckers' throats and truckers said, oh, really? Well, guess we're just not going to be able to drive then. Have fun, America. We would be desperately short of medicine and food and the essentials of life within a day. Now, those of you who are truckers, I want to hear your take, because you are at ground zero. in this whole supply chain shortage situation. See, people like me and a lot of my listeners, you know, we try to anticipate. We try to stack up or stock up too on paper towels and toilet tissue and napkins. And have you changed the way in which you buy products you regularly use? Because I have. I don't take it for granted anymore that I'm going to go to Wegmans and find my vitamin water in stock like I used to. Used to be no big deal. Wegmans always had it. There it is. There it is on the shelf. And I can buy it and I can come back in 5 minutes and the shelf will be restocked. I no longer have that confidence. So there are certain things that I absolutely am stocking up on, and I never thought the day would happen in America with our consumer society, with our infrastructure, with our trucking industry, where a schnook like me would literally say, hey, who knows what's going to happen with the availability of this product? I'd better make sure that I keep it in stock. Even stuff like, and I'm going to be delicate here, female products. How many of you ladies have stocked up on feminine products? Personally, probably not a bad idea. That's something you don't want to be caught without when you most need it. And you, it's like, do you have as much confidence in the supply chain now as you did this time a year ago or 2 years ago? And I know that there was that horrible orange man in the White House who just butt hurt people with his horrible tweets and being so offensive to people. But we didn't have this going on in America. In fact, at the peak of the pandemic, we did not have the kind of shortages that we have now. If you're a truck driver, I want you to put us in the picture of the shortage situation, the supply chain situation. I want us to tell us about your life. I want you to tell my audience and me what we as consumers need to know about what it is you do for a living. Look, if I miss work for a month, the world goes on. No big deal. If you miss work for a month, people might be without their medicines. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm dedicating this hour to truckers who can educate us on how important your industry is and everything we need to know about what's going on right now with the various shortages. And I have a great affinity for truckers. And many years ago, back in the 80s, my ex-wife was driving from Buffalo to St. Louis. Her car broke down, of all places, in East St. Louis, Illinois. Not a good place. A truck driver pulled up behind her, changed her tire, made sure she was safe, never even accepted money, took time out of his route to make sure my ex-wife was safe. So God bless that 18-wheeler. Well, I'm too cheap to buy a boat, and I don't have the time to maintain it. All right, truckers. I want truckers. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. One of the most important jobs in America, trucking. Here is Mike in Lancaster. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom, thanks for picking me up. Long time, everything. I've been trucking for 16 years, delivering to grocery stores and hospitals and restaurants. Like you wouldn't believe, all throughout. In fact, I know your history because I'm a longtime listener. I grew up on the other side of the airport from you, over by Dick and George Irvin over there. It was a great place to grow up.
Sure.
And I'm getting ready to retire, but things are bad right now, man. I can't find no one to work for me. The fuel has doubled. I filled up my truck today, $78 to fill up my truck. Can't believe it. And the shortages. They're just discontinuing lines, and you're just not having the product to deliver.
Let's go, Brandon. When you say that they are discontinuing lines, they are who and what lines are being discontinued?
Well, the manufacturers are just streamlining and not making as much product as they normally would because they can't. They can't find workers, and it's been ugly. So I don't really know what to say. LGB, yeah, for sure.
Okay, but as a trucker, I mean, I'm really serious. What is the difference? The big picture. You can give us the 40,000-foot view of what's going on. The difference between now and the height of the pandemic, when a lot of people wouldn't even leave their homes.
It's gone on way too long, Tom. Way too long. This has all gone on too long. It needs to end. Everyone needs to get back to normal. That's all I got to say, man.
All right. Well, thank you for doing what it is you do, Mike. I appreciate it. And I want to hear from more truckers in the final half hour of the program, because it's one thing for those of us who are not in your industry to read about what you are experiencing. It is entirely something different to hear it from your mouth. Now, I know that you men and women are busy, and I don't want to keep you on hold any longer than you need to be. So you don't have to call now. I mean, if you call now, you'll get a line, but you'll also be on hold for like 10 minutes. So if you want to call at about 5:35, that will reduce your time on hold. But I want to pay homage to truckers, and I want to find out from the truckers what is going on. Why are we seeing empty shelves in America? You know, back in the 70s and 80s, they used to show stores in the Soviet Union with empty shelves and talk about housewives in babushkas showing up at 6 a.m. trying to find bread only to have it sold out by 7 a.m. And we were told that the joy of a free market economy is our competitive instincts made sure that there were always items on the shelves. And now, lately, a lot of times, you go to a grocery store and it's as though it was the night before Thanksgiving. It's a little messed up, and I wish I could use the other word. By the way, if you are a fan of the show, Bowerly on WBEN on Facebook, we have awesome things for sale. Soup mugs, coffee mugs, water bottles, T-shirts, beanie hats, blankets, all made in the USA. And yeah, a very respectable portion of any profit that comes to me, I just give to the SPCA serving Erie County, much to the delight of Gina Latuca.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I can't believe Pasquale knows this song. I was thinking about playing this during the break, but I never mentioned it to him. Let me just take a C.W. McCall. Yes! Convoy. You could have done Dave Dudley's 6 Days on the Road, one of those trucking songs. Pasquale, did you grow up in a country kind of house at all? Just curious.
No, but my father, my grandfather, my uncle, all truck drivers.
Gotcha. Well, I grew up as a teenager watching the country sounds of Kenny Gunn and the Pistols, so there's no way I should even know who Dave Dudley is, but I do. All right, welcome. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Setting aside this hour to talk about truckers and how valuable you are, it's the Tom Bowerly I Love Truckers fan club. And this does not mean I'm going to knock on your window at the truck stop tonight and ask you for a 20. Maybe a 40. But I love you guys and ladies. And I want to read something to you, and I want to know whether this is true or not true, because the Facebook fact checkers are all over this. And I don't like to hear myself talk, but I want to read this because I want to know if this is fact or BS. This is from the 1791 Society's Facebook page. Frank Panasek has more followers than I do in a lot less time. That sucks. Anyway, the White House is about to address the supply chain crisis, and as per usual, they're being less than truthful. They say there is a shortage of truck drivers at our ports. That is false. It's because truck drivers at the ports are being forced to upgrade their trucks to newer models, and they cannot currently afford it for many reasons. While the mainstream media says the California port situation is caused by a driver shortage, it is in fact caused by a California truck ban, which says all trucks must be 2011 or newer. That, along with a law called AB5, which all but prohibits owner-operators. Traditionally, the ports have been served by owner-operators, non-union. California has now proposed banning owner-operators. Long-term, truckers in California are not investing in new trucks because California has a law that makes them illegal in 2035. The requirement is to purchase electric trucks, which do not exist in large numbers and are constrained by their short range. So in the words of Paul Harvey, now you know the rest of the story. CARB to begin blocking certain trucks' DMV registrations in 2020. Carriers domiciled in California with trucks older than 2011 model or using engines manufactured before 2010 will need to meet the board's new truck and bus regulations beginning in 2020, or their vehicles will be blocked from registration with the state's DMV, the state has said. The new health-based requirements will need to be met before a driver is allowed to register his or her truck through the Department of Motor Vehicles, CARB says. I'm not exactly sure what CARB stands for. A new enforcement tool used by DMV beginning in 2020 will automatically block 2010 and older trucks from registrations. Thanks. So is this just propaganda that Facebook was right to missing context? Or is this the real story and Facebook is just running wild because somebody's actually speaking the truth? CARB, by the way, stands for the California Air Resources Board. I just looked that up. Okay, let's go to some calls on WBEN. Here is Mark in West Seneca. Mark, thanks for holding, and it's your turn. Go ahead. Mark, hello.
Hello?
Yep, you are on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I love those words.
Okay, yeah, I think what you just said about that California thing has a lot of truth to it, because even I've heard that, you know, those refrigerated trailers that haul produce and meats and stuff, they're on a date limit too. So this is going to be a mess. And New York wants to go to electric too. I mean, I didn't call about all that, but since you were talking about it.
Okay, well, here's the problem with electric. And you can call this a conspiracy theory, but I happen to believe, and I think that the facts will bear me out, our government wants to keep tight reins on us. For example, they've walked away from this, but the Biden administration wanting the government to have a trigger of $600 of bank activity before you raise the attention of government regulators. What kind of crap is that? Going after the rich, $600? Are you kidding me? Also, the electric car thing, I happen to believe, and Lauren Fix also happens to believe, this is all an attempt to keep America from traveling as it is used to doing. Because how in the hell are you going to drive to Boston from Buffalo on one charge of electricity? You're not going to do it. I mean, it's going to become a four-day trip, and it's not like you can charge a car in 15 minutes. It takes a while. This whole push toward electric cars, the subtext is they don't want Americans to be as mobile.
Right. You know, even with the truck thing, where I work, they run the trucks 24/7. So when the truck comes back, you just refuel it and the next guy takes it. So, you know, how are they going to, you know, have to wait for someone to charge the thing up? And, it's going to be a mess. And plus the electric trucks weigh so much more, so you can't put as much cargo in the truck.
Okay, so now you never told us. Are you in trucking?
Yes.
Okay, so what's going on with the supply chain? What's going on?
I mean, I think just where I work, I mean, it's just we're just having trouble finding drivers out of it. I just don't – you look around at the everything, not only – you know, look at the thing at Mercy Hospital. They can't get – nurses to work, you know, nobody wants to work these odd hours. Everybody, I think maybe everybody just wants to work 9 to 5, maybe. I don't know. Weekends off, you know.
Well, I happen to know somebody who is leaving a particular job because they don't want to be on call all the time. It's not conducive to a family life. It's not conducive to a relationship. They don't want to be on call all the time. I respect that.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of cops who are on call all the time, especially homicide detectives, people like that, and it can really do a number on marriages and families.
Yeah, and where I work, so they're looking for drivers, but they're having trouble getting them, and I'm sure that's like that all over. So you only can work so many hours, and the drivers that are working are picking up the time that these other guys,
So what is going to have to happen for the supply crisis to come to an end in America? You're in trucking. You've got a better view of this than I do. Explain it to us.
I don't know. I think they just got to quit scaring people, because maybe there's people that just don't want to work because they're scared they're going to get sick. I don't know, you know.
Unfortunately, it's worked with some people. Some people are going through life absolutely paranoid of COVID. I know people who have died of COVID. I know a lot more people who've died of cancer and heart attacks and actually murder. Thank you very much for the call, Mark. You are in trucking. Put us in the picture. What's going on with the supply crisis? How do we rectify it? What's the real story? And the article I read as far as the situation with the trucks in California, does that stand up to the light of day, or is that just right-wing propaganda? Because Facebook sent the fact checks out on it big time. Let's go to Michael in Niagara. Michael, you're on WBEN. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, beautiful day.
It actually was. I've been a driver since 1993, and what that article says is actually very correct. And California is getting worse with it. That CARB is actually, they're trying to put it so that all engines have to have that diesel exhaust fluid to try to cut down on the emissions.
And for those who didn't hear me read the article, CARB is an acronym for California Air Resources Board.
And what they're doing is they're trying to make all trucks be new trucks. And you can't do it. You can't do it with electric, because electric it's not feasible.
Well, okay, let me ask you this question. What kind of range, considering you are, let's say you're hauling a full load, what kind of range is an electric truck going to give you, and what kind of time is that going to add to the delivery between the West Coast and the East Coast?
Oh, it's going to add days to the deliveries. Because I can't imagine how heavy the truck is going to be unloaded.
And it's not like you're going to get paid sitting on your ass charging your truck.
No. Some forklifts, at places that have electric forklifts, some of the larger electric forklifts, the battery pack alone weighs about 17,000 pounds.
My goodness.
I can't imagine how much it's going to weigh in an 18-wheel truck. And a diesel truck, you can get almost 1,500 miles on full tanks of fuel. I mean, that's halfway across the country.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, it's more efficient with diesel than it is, and you have more power with the diesel.
So, Michael, my question to you is this. What are the Teamsters doing? What are the trucking companies doing? What are the independent owner-operators doing to stand up to this nonsense and say, what the F planet are you people living on? You don't know a thing about our business, and the store shelves are going to be empty.
The best we could be done, and it's unfortunate that it would actually come down to this, is that the drivers actually did a shutdown for a day or two. Any longer than 3 days, the store shelves would be totally empty. Everybody would be in a panic.
You know, again, I've talked before about civil disobedience, and I think that what you are talking about to get people's attention as to the importance of trucking, I mean, it's essential to our economy. It's essential to our national defense. It's essential to our health care. And the way you people in the trucking industry are being kicked around by California environmental freaks and federal environmental freaks is beyond words. Oh, it's climate change. Climate always changes. If it didn't, we'd be covered by a sheet of ice right now. The earth warmed a long time before factories. That's why we have the Great Lakes.
Yeah, well, I'm old enough to remember back in the 70s, scientists were worried about an ice age.
Yes, we will freeze to death in the dark. ABC News, I believe.
I remember that, because I was old enough to actually remember that. And fact-checkers are going out saying that's false, believe it or not.
All right, man. I thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. I want you truckers to call in and put us in the trucking picture, because I am very aware, and I've become increasingly aware over the years, of how vital the trucking industry is to the United States. And it's almost like you guys and ladies are being squeezed where it hurts the most because of these overzealous and overeducated idiots who are deciding policies that are going to bring down our quality of life. And, you know, we are thinking about the supply chain situation. and everything that has gone wrong. And, you know, for the life of me, guys, and maybe somebody can answer this. My email is tom@wben.com. Maybe somebody can give me a satisfactory answer to this. But one of the things that I truly do not understand is at the peak of the pandemic, we did not have the kind of shortages that we have now. At the peak of the pandemic, you could still get an order of chicken wings without selling your firstborn. Now, here we are, well past the peak of the pandemic and the so-called vaccination being distributed, and we have a supply shortage now of stuff. Now we're looking at $19 and $20 for an order of wings. I used to like to go out with friends and say, wings for the table. And anymore, I can't do that. It's more like carrot slices for the table. And the article that I read, for some reason, I am unable to share it on the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page, the one that I read from the 1791 Society's page. They won't let me share it on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page, the one that talks about the regulations under which truckers are operating and all of this energy nonsense that is going on. But I strongly suggest you go to the 1791 Society Facebook page and check it out yourself. Maybe you'll have better luck sharing it than I.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.